Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Remember when you're out there posting on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all the places that we post things that the kids know about that I'm not privy to. Use the hashtag Stay Connected. That's a way that we can all see what everyone else is posting. And it's fun. As I was scrolling through the Stay Connected, hashtag Stay Connected thing the other day, I was finding ones that were from our area, and I could tell that, you know, they were using it because they've heard us talking about it. So it's pretty fun to check that out. And you can see, you know, people in your area and how we're all coping. Hashtag
or not coping.
Or not coping, exactly. I've seen a little of that, too. Like, oh, that person might need an intervention. Or an Instavention, as the case may be. Hashtag stay connected. Another thing, every night, 8 o'clock, Scott Capro is live on Instagram doing comedy. And on Saturdays, he does it long form. It's all new material, or a lot of it is. And he does a full half hour show, but he's doing about between 5 and 10 minutes every night. So check out Scott Capro on Instagram and wherever comedy is sold. I'm sure he's there, too. The end.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, so you put that number into your phone, and then you send us whatever info you want, and we're happy to collect. We get tons of these through the morning, and here's some of the stuff you guys said. BoardGameGeek.com has a great list of board games and are categorized. You can find reviews and different games you're interested in, including for kids.
Did you wind up finding Apples for Apples, Apples to Apples Jr.?
I believe we have it. We haven't even gotten to breakout games, board games yet. I have started using my Xbox. I've gotten quite good at Horizon Chase Turbo.
Oh, is that race game?
Yeah. About? I mean, and I've learned how to do it without ruining both my thumbs in the process. Oh. It's so stressful. You start to get, and I actually get mad when the car gets in my way on purpose. I'm like, you mother. Oh, whoops.
Hopefully your kids aren't in the room.
Right. Exactly.
What's wrong with mother?
You want to hear something weird?
Yeah, of course I do. It's me.
The other day. So we have a rec room. This rec room is a little room off the living room, off the dining or off the kitchen area. And it's
talking
got
about
a TV.
Your family room.
No. There's the family rooms off the kitchen. Also off the kitchen, another direction, is a little rec room, and it's the way you'd walk through to get to this office I'm sitting in now.
Okay. I know. I'm familiar with that. So like the antechamber to the office space.
Yeah, and the rec room has a little bed, and that's where Maka or Nona would sleep, or sometimes people take naps there. I also go in there, and I was watching Tiger King, which I couldn't watch in front of the kids. So I go in there, and I sit down, and I shut the door, and I turn on the show. And while I'm watching it, I'm hearing little things, but I'm not noticing. It's nothing big enough that I get off my butt, and I'm just sort of going, oh, okay. My kid had snuck in there and was spying on me, but I just was sitting there staring at Tiger King. So she sat there for an hour spying on me. And when the show ended, I walked out. And then she comes out behind me. And I'm like, what the? Why, you little.
Was she like under the couch or something?
She was under a blanket and fully. She didn't get to see the. I asked her, I go, what did you see on that show? That show's not
just
for kids.
Lots of swearing on there,
yeah,
too.
And she goes, I couldn't see anything from my hiding space, but I could hear everything. And I was like, great. Super.
Oh boy. Well, spying's
fun. Weird or what?
Nah, kids do that. I definitely spied, you know. My parents would have a couple people over for a dinner party or whatever. Me and my brother would like hide behind the couch in the living room that no one ever used except when we had people over.
Right.
And we'd sit and listen and giggle and hope not to get caught. But part of you wants to get caught even. I'm sure she wanted to get caught a little bit. But then she probably got sucked into Tiger King. She's like, oh, I hope he doesn't catch me now. This is interesting.
I don't know, but I guess I've never been trapped in the house with little kids. So these are all new things I'm learning.
Well, now you got to be on the lookout. You got to get your spy detection skills up there, Vin.
Clearly. 530 says, shelter in place equals spring cleaning. Anyone taking donations? Good question. I also have some donations I'd love to make and haven't even gotten to that yet. I'm pretty sure Goodwill's closed, right?
I would think. I wouldn't want to. Yeah, I'm getting a nod from Nicole that Goodwill's closed. Yeah, you're going to just have to pack that to the side, I guess, and be waiting for this to end, because I doubt anybody wants, you know, you just couldn't be sure that it didn't have Corona all over it, I guess.
Right. I mean, I kind of feel like that's been the idea, is anything you come in contact with, you avoid it.
Right.
I don't want that. Put that to, the mailman drove up yesterday as I was out in the front yard doing the yard work, and he drives up and he's got a package and he sticks his arm out like, come get this. And I was, oh, no, I have to go grab that package. It's my package. I mean, what am I supposed to do, right?
Just say, drop it. My China.
What a
China.
World. I know, my China, of course. Yeah, what a world we're living in where I'm like, do I want that bad enough to risk it? Uy.
I can't remember what I ordered, so I'm going to say return to sender.
209 says, thank you. You are all the best. XX.
Oh, well, thank you. You're the even bester.
Get games like Farkle, Yam Slam, and Set.
Oh, those are, I think those are
kid games?
Dice games. Farkle is for sure. I've played Farkle. That's easy, too. It's I can't remember exactly. I haven't played that in a long time.
I love hearing from Isla on the ANN, especially after waiting for 30 minutes in a drive-through line to get my mobile Starbucks order placed online.
Oh, wow. People are placing their orders online and then lining up for them? That's incredible.
Well, yeah, I guess you can even probably sit in your car, right?
I was actually just thinking that if it's a half-hour wait, get in the line and place your order then. I wouldn't want my thing to have been sitting there for an hour getting cold.
Hey, Vin, what was that NASA site you mentioned earlier? It's nasa.gov, and then there's a spot for home. I don't
NASA
know if it's
NASA.home or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like a link there that will take you to the site they've set up for kids and home learning. My roommate used to babysit the three kids aged 4 to 8, and they loved playing Yahtzee. I was surprised and don't know if they really knew the rules of the game, but they enjoyed playing it.
I mean, it's actually a very simple game. I bet you really like it. And it's, you know, it's just that it's tricky how you set it all up. But, I mean, in the end, it's just dice.
Well, I'm definitely looking for ways to not be looking at a screen. So we have a little bit of TV time and we have a little bit of video game time. And then she's got her screen learning. So
right. She's already spending that time.
Right. We already have a lot of screen time. So Yahtzee or anything that's not screen related is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Birthday shout out to my capeless hero husband, Eric. Would make his day. He's a paramedic in Alameda County doing what he loves with the greatest and bravest coworkers. Happy birthday, Eric. Love you all. Morning show. Stay healthy, everyone.
Happy birthday and thank you, Eric. Jesus. That's a tough job to have right now.
I remember the day Riley was born. Vinny was freaking out about her mucus plug breaking down. Well, look, I don't know. I didn't know the stuff, and I've only learned the stuff now that I've really gone through it. And you go through it, and you find yourself going, I'm like, I'll never survive it. And then after you go, oh, I had to. I had to survive it.
You had to survive it, and then you went in again. It happens.
That what?
It happens.
Well, I got dragged in again.
It happened to you, maybe I should say. Some people do stop at one. Jane stopped at one.
Yeah, Jane doesn't talk much. I don't even want to address that. She never... Does she? Okay.
She talks about her sometimes. She calls her Peaches. She doesn't say her name.
Jane, I love our Jane, but Jane's... you never know what's on and off limits, so I just stay all off. I don't know. I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, she's a regular girl underneath all the goth stuff. She's a mom and a friend, you know.
Isla's is amazing. Thanks so much for the sweet girl's commentary. She's so grown up for 6 years old. Isla rocks. Okay, thanks, everyone. That's nice. It really is nice, too, by the way. I'm not trying to dismiss the nice comments, but I do feel like I need to read other stuff. Tiffany Haddish sang her way through Lego 2 movie, and she's not bad.
Really? I didn't see Legos 2. I saw the first Lego movie, though. That was awesome.
You're all doing great with the work from home morning show.
Oh, thank you. We're trying. We're doing our very, very best. It's really a weird new world.
Mm-hmm. I just binged the Gianni Versace murder story. Darren Criss was brilliant as Andrew Cannon.
He's the murderer, right?
And deserved the Emmy he won. Yeah, he is the murderer. Highly recommend the binge. Steve Aoki is famous for being with Kate Hudson. No? No.
Yeah, he's not
famous
for that.
That is not the same guy. Someone else said Steve Aoki is from Incubus, which I did not know.
Really?
Huh. I know him, and I do know they have a DJ, and they have some sort of ambient sounds running under many of their songs, but I didn't know it was that guy. I know that guy is a dude who hosts parties in, like, Vegas or other places, and they're basically DJ shows.
Yeah, I really didn't know anything about that guy. I don't really know about these DJ people, but they're the thing. Like, are someone like the Chainsmokers considered DJs?
Yeah. And producers.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how that all works, but I know that, you know, this is for young people who are still going to parties, and we're not doing any of that.
That's true. Even if we could, I don't want to go. Is there going to be a guy with an acoustic guitar there? That's the kind of party I want to go to. I like that kind of party. Guitars and vodka.
Man, you're dusty.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I should have said we're dusty because I have a similar reality.
Oh, you want to go to the guitar party too?
Well, you know, I mean, what do I have going on? I mean, I won't even last long at the guitar party because, frankly, you two drink too much.
I suppose that's true. You're crusty if I'm dusty. Oh.
I love Sarah's imitation of Surfer Dude. It brings a smile to my face every single time.
Bro, thank you so much. I appreciate it from the depths of my soul and my being and everything. It's awesome.
I have a colleague who's finally ready to divorce her husband, and it's all because she's been stuck at home with him during this pandemic.
That is too bad. There's probably some really good people who thought they had great relationships who are now like, I hate you. I can't be with you anymore.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing it go that way, but I could see how people who are living almost separate lives but have this home and they've accumulated all this stuff together, and they, for the most part, they're married and they
don't realize
in the same bed,
leading parallel lives until they finally crash into each other and go, who the hell are you?
Yeah,
get out of my house.
Now when you're trapped in the house with that person, suddenly the staying active and staying away doesn't work, and now you have to deal.
I got to look at this right in the face. Yikes.
I love Vinny's excitement when asking Sarah personal questions. I do, too.
I know, you do get kind of hyped up.
I'm into it.
The more excited you are, the more I dread the question.
Well, I mean, for the most part, what haven't I asked you?
I know. There's not a whole lot. I try to be honest with you.
It's rare that I come up with something new. And when I do, I feel like it hits me like lightning. Oh, my God!
I know. When we find out something new about each other, and we've been working together so long that it's like, if there's something new, we all fall on the floor.
I know.
Fall about the place.
Good morning, radio family. Thank you for talking about high school seniors and how much this year has changed for them. Can you please give a special shout out to my high school, Sophia. She is going to Cal Poly Pomona to take vet sciences. I'm so proud of her, and she's not even being a brat with this whole thing.
Aww. So she wants just a shout out for her?
I guess so.
Sophia, here's a shout out for you. You're going to rock it at vet school. Good luck, and thanks for being a good sport about everything. And sorry about your senior year being ruined.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Please, 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 I beg you to stop giving attention to Tiger King. It's one It's one.
Yeah, I think
thing
we're done with that. Don't you?
I was already bummed with it when it started, and I could see where it was headed with the animals. To me, I just can't watch stuff like that. When it's clearly fake and an animal gets hurt in a movie, I still have trouble, but I at least can imagine. My friend Jason Sisko, when I'd see stuff I couldn't handle, he'd be like, Hassan, you can see the ketchup blood. It's not even real. What is wrong with you? When it's super fake, I'm like, all right, I can just remember that that's ketchup and it's not real blood and nobody was hurt and blah. But that tiger thing, I swear, I feel like there's probably a tiger graveyard under that zoo, right?
Yeah. Shallowly dug under that. In fact, if you wind up watching that seventh episode, you get to experience it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Many of those tigers met terrible ends.
Yeah, I just imagine that there's... Yeah. Vinny, Capitol Drive in San Jose is totally still open. I just checked their website and it's not. But if it is, that's great. It sounds like that would be a fun way to get out of the house.
Sure. Drive-in theater. Drive-in movies. Olden times.
All of season three Ozark, I kept saying, Wendy! There is for sure another season coming.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll have to binge that this weekend. John and I will sit down and at least get it started.
Mm-mm-mm. Vinny, go back to Ozark. Yeah, I'm going to go back to Ozark. This is the weekend. I'm going to try and get through that.
Yeah, we're gonna drop off the whole Tiger King thing. It was... I really thought it would have kind of a nice, neat wrap-up at the end, and legislation would get passed to protect these cats, and the right people would go to jail, and now I'm just like, God. It just sort of, like, undermines your faith in humanity, and that's all it does. No redemption. No resolve at the end. Yikes.
Lots more text, but I am running out of time. Thanks for texting in, and I hope if you're not here in a couple minutes when we say goodbye, I hope you have a great weekend.
Right, have a great weekend, and thanks for sticking with us through this too. We'll be back here on Monday to check you out again, and we hope you'll be back here too. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So for next week, it's a fresh new week. It's week four of the self-isolation vacation thing, whatever this is, the experiment. I'm going to say there will be, let's do no Tiger King.
Oh, good.
I wish I could say let's do no coronavirus, but that ain't happening. But we'll just, look, I feel like I'm getting in a groove with this. Are you getting there too? End of last week, I wanted to jump off a mountain or ledge or something.
I have plenty of bitches if I want to sit down and moan and groan. But the truth is, we're super lucky. We are able to do this job from this desk here at our house. So yep. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that people are still listening and, that we're getting texts and we've sort of got a system worked out. So I it's all good. The sun's out right now. I know there's rain coming, but I think we're going to try and go out and get the kids out. By Sunday, I'm going to have a different attitude about how things are.
Yeah, check you Monday morning.
But right now, we've got a good look at a good day ahead, and I hope that you all have a good one too. And, all I can say is I'm truly hoping that everyone stays safe and that this thing passes quickly. Mm. And those of you who are walking around without masks, you're not helping that.
No. At least tie a bandana around your face. Stuff a sock across your face. Something.
I didn't get to all the texts, but I had mentioned earlier that I had to take my car out for a drive just to make sure the thing was going to be starting when I actually went to it to leave for
once
work.
A week, take it for a ride.
And I'd mentioned that I went past a surf spot that I know, and it's a spot for beginners, and it's usually pretty crowded, but I thought the water would be empty, and it was packed. Shoulder to shoulder, at least 50 people out there. Someone wrote in and said, yeah, there's other spots in town also just like that. So still plenty of people who are ignoring the shelter in place and clearly believe that they won't get this, or they've decided if they do that it's not going to be a big deal. So
yeah, well, and it might not be for them, but the problem is now they're passing it on to other people, to us and the people who are staying in isolation and trying to do our parts. We run into you at the CVS and you hand it off and we take it home. So don't be an a-hole. I think that's like a theme for this whole thing. Please stay at your GD house and don't be an a-hole.
What I want more than anything is for us to resume life by this summer.
Yeah.
Like, let the businesses that can withstand a couple months here hopefully reopen their doors and you know, for summer, and we can all get back to being outside and doing things.
Right.
Fingers
it's
crossed.
Bad enough. Even if it ended right now, it's bad enough for some people. And, you know, so the shorter, the better. Have a great weekend. I don't want to end on that note. Yay. It's sunny. Enjoy it. And we need all the rain we can get. So that's good news, too, even though it'll rain all week. Hooray.
Hey, I hope you get laid, too. That'd be nice, right?
Oh, I hope you get laid, too, Vin. That's great.
Thank
Thanks
you
for the
so
well
much.
Wishes.
I
See
need
you on Monday.
I'm much positive energy that direction as possible. Yes.
Oh, I'm sure she's super horny for you. Okay, see you Monday, everybody. Bye. See ya.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.